Rabotai, let's just remember where we were. We're trying to figure out what Shchune Gavai meant, right? And we saw there were four basic shitas, some of which were a little harder to understand than others. One, we're not going to put everything back in what was the Rash and the Rambam and the Rish, and they said it meant that he was b'makom rachok b'yom ha-mechira, meaning the alleged mechira. Two was the rope rishonim, right? We put them on the board, right? Where he was, haya b'makom rachok. Let's assume the shascheira, most of them say. B'meshech Gimel Hashanim. Right, we had the Yesh Omrim in the Rif, who said we're not exactly sure what he meant by Shchune Yavai, but he said that there's no, unlike everyone else, no Aedus for the Marakama. L'chezkas Gimel Shanim. And that's where we left off. I think the last thing we discussed, the Kind Yona, which I didn't realize was the Kind Yona. Thank you to Chaim and the authors of Masechta. The Kasha was, right, and basically, you know, the Machzik towing. Shelcha Haisa, the Kanisi Memcha, and the Ma'arer, telling Lo Makarti. So, everyone asks in the Fish Omrim, how can this be a Machlokas Amorim? It's the first mission in the beginning of the second part of the Sumos. Moder of Yeshua, all Tanam agree, false Tanam agree then. Then Amoron are not allowed to argue. And even though they passed like Rav Nachman would not be allowed to argue. How could you say that this is the case? This is classic Pesha Asu Pesha Erda. This is a Mefurish Mishnah in Sukkos. That if you have no Eidos, unlike every other case in this parable, the guy's Eidos is the Marakama. You have no Eidos. I say, it was yours, but I bought it for you. That's classic Pesha Asar Kuhn and Pesha Yinter. And that's why the Rif and all the other Rishonim rejected this Yesh Omrim, and didn't even bother to tell us what the name of this Yesh Omrim was. And we put two answers on the board, but all the Achronim seem to like one answer. I'm not saying they're not both possible, but one answer seems to be more founded than the other. Right? We said, Kasha, me, Mishnah, Subos, what was it? Tesbavam, and base the Zainam and Aleph? Yeah. And we put two answers on the board. I think that's what we left off with, if I'm not mistaken. One answer on, say, based on the Bach. What's the difference? You have to differentiate. Maybe in that case, he didn't say he was there for 3 years. In this case, he did say he was there for 3 years. And according to the Bach, once you say you were there for 3 years, not according to the Bach. The Bach's talking about totally your chita. Maybe based on the general idea of the Bach, there's taka later on Daf Lamed Gimel. There's a machlokus in the Balamor and the Ramban, whether it's easy or hard to find Aiden that you were there for 3 years. But if we assume it's an easy thing, which is what? If we assume it's an easy thing, which the Ramban and others say, so one answer is, Alpi the Bach, maybe Shani Hacha, Shehosef. She'achal shnei chazaka, v'im kein sarich lehavi eidim midin ein roa. But what the Achronim say, all the Achronim, the Kikayon, the Yona, and other Achronim, like all the Mamdi Achronim, not the Mamdi Achronim. even more classic. And all the modern day, like the, what they call the Russian Yeshiva, 20th century Achronim, say no. It's al pi Rashi and Ksuvos. Now, this Rashi and Ksuvos is a little controversial. Tosafot thinks Rashi and Ksuvos says it and it's wrong. Most of our Rishonim think Rashi and Ksuvos says it and it's wrong. And the Ritva says Rashi and Ksuvos never even meant it. He was just a little wound up, a little exaggerated blush, but no one can actually mean this crazy thing. Okay, but he says al pi Rashi and Ksuvos. What is Rashi and Ksuvos? Yeah?
Just contextualization of this one. Is it Shuni Gabai?
Yeah.
So why are we not talking about the location in the house that the like any of those sheikhs?
Because that's number four, and we're still at number three.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, fine.
That's gonna be in 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
right, that was like Roman numeral two, as it were. Okay. Anyway, what does Rashi think? Suvas, the Mishnah there says that it's a Pesha Asar who a Pesha Heater. Right? Why is a Pesha Asar a Pesha Heater? Because I'm the one who admitted that you're the Marakaba, you have no egos. So I'm the Pesha Asar. I'm the one who gave you it, and I say I bought it from you. So Pesha Asar who a Pesha Heater. It says Rashi there something peculiar. Rashi says, because no one was Tomei. Right, al pi Rashi Ksuvos, meaning not everyone agrees Rashi Ksuvos. Again, the Ritva there says Rashi didn't mean it. It's too radical. But al pi Rashi Ksuvos, Tishani Hacha, De Havla Tovo, meaning,
so if we understand it that way, then that would be similar to this Rashi that you could only have the koach hayitzira that you opened up the case and you could close it if you were yotzer. It's done.
Not so sure, because it could be even the guy tying it. If this tying has no evidence whatsoever, then you're also yotzer. Right? So let me just point out, we're not going to get into this yet. I'm sorry, we're not going to get into that. Yeah, we have the rest of the semester. But just the ketzer to understand this Rashi, what does this Rashi and Ksuma say? Dishani Hacha, Da'ala Tovo. This Rashi and Ksuma says something very radical. What does this Rashi and Ksuma say? Says Rashi and Ksuma's Lefi Tosmos Ve'od and the Ritva Pirish Sh'ein Kavanah Sokach. Right, the Ritva said Rashi didn't mean. But according to what most people understand, Rashi and Ksuma said, he said like this. He said that if Ha'omer shall call Ha'isar, okay, the Mishnah has the case of Abicha, but the Gemara is very clear, it doesn't matter if it's yours. Ukinsfiya mimcha, we say Ha'pesha Asar, the Chuli. But, how does our Suya start? How normally the chavre? My boy is my besa. Exactly. Hatovea eskavero. The Haitian. The chahaisa. Who can you see? A mimcha? Ain't no mamma. That's the chiddush of Rashi. I told you, all the other Rishonim. And basically, maybe what Rav Nachman holds, but the Ikarim de Yonah says, is that it's not that Rashi's right. But Rav Nachman thinks like Rashi, and Taka Paschal like Rav, according to the Tishomer. But Rav Nachman thinks like Rashi, and Rav thinks like the other Rishonim. Rav Nachman thinks like Rashi, Rav thinks like the other Rishonim, right? That's basically what's what are we saying to explain the Yishomrim? This is Rav Nachman. And this is Rava. And Rashi thinks, Lachora, that both Rav Nachman and Rava, hold that way. And Rashi and Tishuas, I mentioned Suya. Okay, now the only question is, what's the Svara for Rav Nachman? They point out we need two Svaras to justify Rav Nachman / Rashi. Just to be Tobeya, why that mean it's not called Pesha Asur or Pesha Yikr? After all, forgetting about the Lumdus, not getting into these questions, these have Lumdus, Pesha Asur or Pesha Yikr. Clearly, it's if I'm, as most a regular Migo, in a regular case of Migo, no, you, my opponent, you mastered it. And then what does the regular case of Migo means? You mastered it. I could have been mastered in one way, and can I be mastered in a different way and be that one? As opposed to here, you did nothing, right? Therefore, I answered it. If I'm the one who created a problem, I can dig myself out of the problem. So what is Pshat here? So then we're making two Chidushim. What are the two Chidushim? Two Chidushim. One is that Kavan Shetava Oso Chaveiro Onikra Pesha Asar. No, it's only called Pesha Asar. If I volunteer out of the clear blue, you should know. You're sitting there minding your own business. And you should know this field, Taka, belonged to your father, and I bought it from him. Okay? So that's Pesha Asar. I made it up from scratch. I'm going to get myself in the hot water. I can get myself out of the hot water. But if you sue me without evidence, and I can say, what are you talking about? You have no evidence. If you sue me without evidence, I'm suing you with evidence. That's really not Pesha Asar. You sue me without evidence. That's not close. You sue me without evidence. Hatoveas Chavero. Without any evidence. Right? You sue me without any evidence. And I say, well, I admit I'm in trouble, but I get myself out of it. Am I the Pesha Asar or are you the Pesha Asar? All the Rishonim say, I'm the Pesha Asar. You sued me without any evidence. I got myself into trouble. Rashi says no. Rashi is a neighbor of Nachman according to this Yish Omer in the Rif. Rashi says, no, you got me into trouble. Says Rishonim Rizavki here. Rizavki here is something very nice. Shana Rashi says, what's the Svara? The Svara is because Atayna has power even without evidence. I understand. What do you mean, Tanya's power with that evidence? I mean, Tanya's like, oh, $100. He's not going to win. So he says, no, don't wash it. You know why you're not going to win? If you Tanya, I owe you $100, so I Tanya back, but I don't. Ah, what if I Tanya that maybe I do, maybe I don't? So that's machlokas amora.
You don't have to respond to the Tanya.
Who says? You just made that up.
That basically took care of it.
I'm not sure it says that anymore in Shas. I know it says that in Rishon.
I can't say it's not anywhere in Shas.
But I'm not sure it says that anywhere in Shas. That's a whole discussion whether you have to respond to a Tanya or not. That's really coming up in the Gemara or at Yitzhak. They did come up, right? That was a discussion of Chesam Beis, right? But again, they didn't say that before Shas. So I think we're assuming not. What do you assume? That why? What's the svara? The svara is that yesh koach to a taina exactly against what Dovi said. Again, I'm not saying it's possible this way. There's a koach to a taina, right? That's svara. You know, you need a counter taina. Then Sarich, if the count of the Taina, what's the Sarah? That a Taina has power until you defend yourself. And therefore, this is not called Pesha Asar. This is merely, this is not called Pesha Asar, because you didn't ask yourself by admitting that it was his and you bought it from him. He asked you by timing that it was his. And you have to respond to his taina. And now it's not Pesha Asar.
For this time, Rashi, you have to say that Pesha Asar is very
good. Yes, you would, because here's a simple question, right? Taina is not called Pesha. Rashi's big finish is not called Pesha Asar. It's not called Pesha Asar, but it's at least called Amigo. Right? I could have won by saying it was never yours. So believe in that more for you. So Taina is not a Pesha Asar. Obviously, he's assuming Pesha Asar is different than Migo. Right? Maybe there's even three Chidushim. It's not called a Pesha Asar. Maybe it's both. He's assuming Pesha Asar is different than Migo. And what?
That's that's not a chiddush, it's just a shita.
Yeah, correct. That's not such a chiddush. That's probably a, maybe even a majority shita. The second chiddush is...
This chiddush of Rashi is not specific to our circuit, it's just...
If it's a general chiddush, definitely, it's a general chiddush. Okay, general chiddush of Rashi, again, there's a phrase Pesha Asar out there. Everyone else in the world assumes Pesha Asar means if you have no evidence, and I make the evidence against me, by being molded at something against me, and then rescue myself, Pesha Asar, Pesha Yeter. Rashi says, no, Pesha Asar, Pesha Yeter, I volunteer the whole sukya, and then I get myself out of it. But if you sue me, then I'm not the Pesha Asar, you're the Pesha Asar. I'm already on the defense. And Edward Smolarzowski says, I think very nice, I notice that he's assuming there's a lot of power to retain. And therefore, I'm not the one to ask myself, you ask me to retain that, and now I'm on the defense and I have to say something. Of course, the other finish is that even if not Pesha Asar, you can't deny it's Migu. Every Migu means I'm on the defensive, and if I could have said next, I would say why, right? So that, lo mahani, Torah's Migu Grega. It should at least be a Migo if it's not a Pesha Asar. So then it's not a Pesha Asar. Let at least be a Migo. Obviously, this whole Rashi slash Rodatan has to assume Pesha Asar Migo to the defense. Right? So you can't say it's not a Migo. It's when you sue me. I could have said it was never yours. Get out of my face. And instead I say, Taka was yours by board. Okay. Clearly it's a Migo. It's a great Migo. Right? So it doesn't work become Migo. Why? Why wouldn't this work be Tom Migo? Hey, it's not Pesha Asar. Let it work as a Migo. You can't say it's not a Migo because you sued me. Every case of Migo that you sued me, you sued me. I could have put myself kind of A, so believe I put myself kind of B. We'll spend a lot of time on me. The why does it not work at least become Migo? So, yeah? That every Migo, I already admitted something, and then every Migo, I admit something and lose my nemanas, but at the same time, I say something else. Every Migo, I'm admitting something. That's the case of every Migo. Not a Taka, but instead I say Migo. I'm going to make you want to say, every Migo is owned by an implicitly mitzvah, or explicitly admitted. Okay, I'm sure what I think, but so what it says, I saw two as being the Kikonim to Yonah himself. Actually looked up, right? The Kikonim to Yonah's in here. Isn't that amazing? It's not exactly clear if he's trying to say, answer this question. He sort of sticks in at the end. What is he sticking at the end of the Kikonim de Yonah here? Who's the Kikonim de Yonah? Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah to Omen. Okay. Rav Yonah to Omen. What does he say at the end here? He says that, if it's obey, I hear Shlomo Glory mean a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitter. This is a guy who learned to obey, don't say Pesha Asar Pesha Yitter. Thou call upon him, Yishu Reyes said the Engel Shtar. Okay, and then he quotes Rashi Sukkos. Okay, why is he bringing in the Reyes said the Engel Shtar? I think he's trying to answer our question. He's not saying it as clearly as I would like. But maybe you could say the Kikayon de Yonah. We're getting a lot of press today. Because of Reyesa, the Engel Shtar, Pesha Asar, what's the Reyesa? He has a Reyesa of his Taina. What's his Taina? His Taina is that I bought it, but I don't have a Shtar. Right? So maybe it's a bit of a Reyesa. So the point is, Amigo would not be good enough to overcome this Reyesa. But Pesha Asar would be good enough to overcome this Reyesa. Maybe that's what he means. Sure, because Pesha Asar is different than Amigo. But you know, he said much more pashut here, right? Okay, we get to mention a lot of people we don't mention today, Baruch Hashem. He says, Migu Lahotzi. He says, very simple. What's the rule of Karka as opposed to Metalflin? Someone give me a four-word phrase, Karka. Cheskes Baal Le'omed. Karka is always the Chazak Marakam, so prove it otherwise. Karka is the Chazak Marakam. If I want to prove that I bought it, that's the Tumi Motzi. Man, it's a Chiddush thing, so Migu Lahotzi, if he doesn't eat it, he's the Marakam. But maybe he called a Migu Lahotzi. Therefore, you wouldn't say Migu Lahotzi. You'd say Pesha Asar Lahotzi. Okay, somehow both these reasons are not so pashut. Maybe that's why not everyone accepts Rashi here, because not only is Rashi a chiddush in his read of Pesha Asar, but then he has to explain why it's not at least a Migo, or what not, for that matter. Why doesn't everyone accept the Yesho or the Reth, because it's difficult to explain or not? Why is it at least a Migo? So yeah, it's either a Migo Lahotzi or it's a Migo Negev Reyesa, Both of these will have a lot of cash against them. Okay, maybe the cash against the third map, we can say, well, we'll switch it out for that. Maybe the cash against Rashi, you can say, okay, well, we're killing this period of Rashi, which is not really an answer. Anyway, that is the issue with the risk. Now, Yoni is waiting impatiently for us to discuss Rishoni Ashkenaz, right? We have not mentioned any Rishoni Ashkenaz yet. What
can I ask something?
Yes.
Doesn't this widen the gap between Karkos and Metaltalin?
Yeah. Yes. Really, this is the Dean on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Migul Lahotzi, Karka versus Metaltalin. It's almost a before sugya about it, except like every other sugya who's tested the bottom. There's my folks who show them what the basic topic of the sugya is there. But yes, the answer is yeah, and if I'm actually guilty. Now let's just do the Rishoni Ashkenaz. Remember what the Rishoni Ashkenaz said? Who are the Rishoni Ashkenaz we mentioned? Basically, every one of the Rishoni Ashkenaz in this book. I think outside all of them. But the Rashbam, Tosfos, the Rush, the Mordechai, and here I'm a little out of here we are, Rabbi Gershon. Historical order. They all say that Shchuni Gavaya has a totally different meaning. It means he was in the inside chamber. Okay, here we have, and you can analyze it, but we're not going to. It's at a certain point it just gets in with ourself. We have many different formulations of exactly what was the time. Exactly what was the time of being in an inside chamber. So let's just try to work it out. I think here there's three fundamentally different ways of understanding the mitzvahs of what the guy meant by inside chamber. Rabbeinu Gershom, what does everyone else say that Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't?
There's an interesting that you didn't see it.
That everyone else says what it means is you're masked on the outer chamber, but I lived in the inner chamber. And I went through your outer chamber. Rabbeinu Gershom said nothing about two chambers, about two apartments. Rabbeinu Gershom just said, "Shmuel Boy, I was inside with you." Right? If you look at Lashon Rabbeinu Gershom, I think he's very different from the Rashbam of eBay. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, I'm just going to go. I had zakti ba veloshimashva yoser yoser mibeni. I was machzik hezakti ba. Sounds like I was machzik in the shkuna gavai. Not that. Let's just let me go back to everyone else first. Why? Let me just put the contrast on the board. What does the Rashbam say? Says the Rashbam that the argument is the din Torah is over the outer apartment.
Is it possible to say even for sure that it's possible? Is it possible to say the Rashbam? So it's not even willing to say that because the Rashbam explicitly argues. Tosfos argues on the Rashbam. Rashbam's not willing to concede that they're Aiden, that the guy was in the inner home, in the inner chamber. So you want to say maybe the Rashbam is saying like a bit of Gershom, and even he not meaning the guy who's the original Marikama might not even admit that the guy was living in the inner chamber because there was no aidus to that effect.
Then give me a second.
Maybe they're fighting over the whole land just like a bit of Gershom within the Rashbam. Maybe the Rashbam is saying.
I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't sound like that because it doesn't.
I'll put it this way. What is the Rashbam?
I'm admitting what you're saying is not impossible. I don't think it's possible to have a Rashbam. Give me a second. Okay, so give me a second. The fight is over the outer room, and the Ma'arer is towing the Dar Beheder Pnimi. There, what did he say? Over Derech Olel Mishtamech Lucha. The Avar Derech, the Hishtamesh, the Cheder Chitzoni. Right? They're fighting over the outer apartment, and he claims that he lived in the inner apartment, and he went through and used the outer apartment. Now, there are two ways to explain the Metzias of what the Rashbam means. What are the two ways to explain the Metzias of what the Rashbam means? This is a big Machlokes HaKronim. It looks like the Sma versus one of the other Nozikian, one Shulchan Aruch, I forget who. What does it mean? Over derech v'shtamish. That was meaning. several things. I pass through, but passing through would not be enough to ruin your chazak. Just like I walk through your property doesn't take away your chazak, but you're living here, I'm just walking through. But I also used it. I just walked through, I used it. Where does he mean? I walked through, which constitutes using it. This is a machlokas rishon ma'achor what the Rashba means. I'm not going to start. I have no idea. There's no way to die from Rashba means on this idea. Lemaisa, the other Rishoni Ashkenaz, are split half and half. Again, you look in the nose of Kamel Shulchan Aruch, we'll argue what the Rashba means. You know, I don't think you're going to get better than it's a machlokas. The Rush, I think, clearly understood what the Rashba means, and Tosos clearly says, doesn't say the Rashba, Haile Orech Alecha. Right, so what does Rashbam means? One way of understanding the Rashbam is Tosfos and the Rush. That the Derech is Shimush. That is Mevatel v'chazaka. The other way of understanding is the Maharam in the Mordechai. Says the Maharam in the Mordechai, no. It means Shimush Mash. Right, says Marlon Mordechai means literally, I use that other room as much as you did. He goes further and says that you use it more than you did. Right? Then, no. What's he clearly saying? Why is the Marlon saying this? Just that Derek would not be a Fatal Chazaka. I mean, you're right. Just like get access to your property does not take away the fact that you're the Chazaka. Why does it click shortcuts to other people's property? It doesn't take away the Chazaka. That's not called using. Ah, but what it means is that on the way in and out, this was also my anteroom. This was also my vestibule. This was my porch. And therefore, I used it as well. He says, no. Derech is not significant. But he even goes to fine. He even says I used it more. Okay, you could or could not have said that. But what he thinks, again, only the Rush is clear that he thinks this is what the Rush found. All the other Rishonim could be what they themselves mean, could be what the Rush found means. Doesn't really matter again if I think I might have written down, so it's not good for now. Which Achron says the Rashba means, which it's arbitrary in any case. Said to my Rama the Mordechai, meaning you can have your outside svaras. But just as you think the Rashba means what your outside svaras doesn't prevent anything about the Rashba. He says, no. Too much mommy. And I think this is all as opposed to Rabbi Gershom. All of the Rishoni Ashkenaz after Rashi. Say it means I was in the inner chamber, and therefore I'm about to chazaka in the outer chamber. So you want to say, is it impossible that the Rashbam means like the Rebbe? It's not impossible, but it's not
shot. My only question is the Marakam and his
basket. Give me a second, I said. And you gave me a second. But you have to understand when I say give me a second, you know. It's like saying, it's like when I say in 5 minutes. But Rabbi Gershom, he doesn't say anything about two chambers. Right? He thinks etc. Kolomar, meaning he doesn't say, and I use the outer chamber because I lived in the inner chamber. He thinks Shkume Gavoy just means the apartment in question. I was inside with you, not I was in the place more inner than you. I was in there with you. And the next reading verse is very clear. I'm only cast Zilbar, he lost good Lomar. How they ate him, shall Shemesh Chavim Bati Gabar. Right? The question is whether Shemesh Chavim Bati in the base pizza. The question is whether Shemesh Chavim Bati Gabar. So apparently, the pre Rashi Shonei Ashkenaz had a different scenario. Right? These are two subtly different scenarios. The pre Rashi Shonei Ashkenaz had a, or at least the one who we have represented, who represents him, had a different scenario. Dating Shkunin Gvai doesn't mean a more inner chamber. It means in there with you. Not further in than you, but in there with you. Right? You get it? Right? Further inside or inside with you. That is a Rabbi Gershom, and he says that no, means the fight is over one dira. And the time it is, the Ma'arer towing Shedar Emo Babayas. And Pim just means in the house. Like it's not adding something special by saying, Gavoy. Mishkuni kind of needs it. You know, Mishkuni means I was in the bias with you. Okay, now there's one other machlokas which she keeps reminding us of, and correctly so, which is how good is this kind of? I mean, how good is this taina? Can I, am I really Naaman to make a taina that I live there with you? Or is that like coming out of the blue? That's, at a certain point, there are some tainas that are so weird that you say, there's no way this is a suffering of that taina. They're even for this, they aren't even for you. Some kindness are so weird that you can't make it. So is this a kindness so weird you can't make it, or is this a reasonable kindness? So here's where Tosfos says that Tosfos and the Rush both say that impossible you're never to say that you were there with him. Make me face you're never to say you were there with him. Again, all the other kindness are not quite as crazy. Or the other sheet is not the Tosfos knows, but the other sheet is. To say you were far away. Okay, a lot of people are in a lot of places. Who knows where you are? But to say that you were in the house when no one noticed you, etc., that's too crazy. Therefore, it says, Tosfos and the Rosh, you're only allowed to make this taina if you have a latest, a country latest on something. What's the country latest on something? We have ages you're restricted on line. Then what's the something? If you have ages you're restricted on line, the something is whether you went out the front door or the back door, or according to the Maharaj, you might say, you know, himself here, they, something is within just walk through or walk through and use it. So here, within this Rashbam, you have a machlokes, where the pshat of the Rashbam is not like Tosfos, as he points out. The pshat of the Rashbam, you know, I think we're very dumb to say the Rashbam meant like Tosfos. Hard to believe. But the pashas of Rashbam is that he's Neman, according to who is he Neman? It's according to Rav Nachman, right? Neman litom kach lefi Rav Nachman bleeding him, while the Tosfos and the Rosh say, no, he's Neman litom kach rak in yeshedem shedar. Gevayis Pnimi, Elash Nevlo Yadua. Haim Avar or Shimesh Gevayis Chitzon. Okay, do you need that concretely as a topic or not? Obviously, that'll skew the whole thing of, you know, what are they arguing about? According to their Shabbat, they're not going to argue or arguing about whether you can bring a taina from left field to be that one. Right? According to the Tosfos, no. They're arguing about whether if you have a taina with a basis, but it's a new idea, are you Neman or not? You know, are you Neman to have a counter taina with a basis? That's according to Tosfos. Where there's Bob, are you Neman to have a counter taina from left field? Okay, very different sort of applications to cultural people. Okay, this is the Rishoni Ashkenaz. Now that we have listed all the shitas, we just have to ask ourselves one simple question, which is, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? What's the longest of the Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava? Now we're missing our professional photographer today. So let's get this board. We're going to refer to this board, but I think we're going to go over here. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav? So the Gemara has a halving of Nekudas HaMachlokas. We can't spark me, in fact, here's what Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav. The Gemara says it before she wants Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav. Halving the Maskana. So let's read the halving and read the Maskana and try to make sense of it. Then the Gemara. Rami, Badam, Chotez, Beis, Rami, Rav, Rav, Rami, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Meaning, what's the halving? The halving is that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav and Rav Nachman between Gaboy would force, obviously this Havmi can't be true, since that's zero, but would force them to say the opposite of what they said about Nifsei B'Bar Sisa. Right? The Havad Amr Lech Havmi Nifsei B'Bar Sisa must be Allah. Havmi Ha'i Ha'ar Adam Mikri B'Bar Sisa and Amr Lech Allah B'Bar Sisa and Mikri B'Bar Sisa. Also, right? What's the case? The guy, we read this score already. Also, Kamad Yerav Nachman, Okum B'Yam L'Kech, Amr Lech Rabban, Tina Ha'chi, Amos Rav 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 Rav. Okay, the Havmina is that, again, it's a false Havmina. There's Kashi, Rav, Rav, Kashi, Rav, Nachman, Rav, not like that. But there's an analysis, right? Why does the Gemara say Kashi, Rav, Rav, Kashi, Rav, Nachman, Rav, not? The Gemara thinks they know the Svara that Rav, Nachman, Rav, 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 Rav Let us. And what's Svara, Rava, and Rav Nachman arguing? So, what's the Havamina? And we're not going to spend a lot of time in the Havamina. But we have to go through the step by step. The Havamina is that here is Rav Nachman, and here is Rava, in Shune Gavoy, and in Nechse Devei Bar Sisen, there's some Svara. Right? Meaning, Rav Nachman and Shmuel Gavoy, who does he say wins? Zilber Achiloscha? The Ma'arim wins. Right? The let's say the alleged the Mocher wins. And therefore, we think it's a theory. He should have said the Mocher wins the next week of Eretz also. Right? So, he should say, which he doesn't, which is why it's a Havmina, the Mocher wins. That's the Tzara Shoheh. Right? That's the Tzara Shoheh. Ah, what does Rava say? Rava says, the Kona wins. Here. And therefore, what should Rava say by paper season? He should say that the Kona wins. That's the happening of the Gemara. It's obviously not true. Now, the Moker Kona Kona. What's the common denominator? What's the Tzara Shoheh? What's the Svara Tzara Shoheh? Obviously, they don't mean that. Rav Nachman thinks in all disputes the Moker wins in the Havmi, and Rav thinks in all disputes the Kona wins. That would be ludicrous. What's Pshat? Okay, the Moker, what we call the Bar Moker, to make this more of a Svara than just a fact. Right, as Rashbam. Let me just tell you, I'm not making this up. As Rashbam says, Kasha, Derubba, Derubba, Kasha, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. I don't think this is Sheep, Rashbam. This is John. Dil'el, Mokel, Rav Nachman, Mokel, Rav Yad, Lokeh, 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 right? You should be consistent, Mokel, Lokeh. What's the Svara?
Isn't this trivial? Why is the Gemara even bringing it up? Isn't it obvious that you can't compare the two?
This is always a machlokas. Don't you try to figure out the Havmina, the Svara of the Havmina, or should you not try to figure out the Svara of the Havmina? Obviously, what someone could say, that's a methodological question. What you could say is, don't give a Svara for the Havmina. The Havmina is trivial, the Havmina is not supposed to have a Svara. The way the Gemara works in their sort of Socratic dialogue is, they look at things on the surface, say, well, look, the Mocher wins, the Mocher should win, if Lokech wins, Lokech should win, why is it reversed? And they don't have any Svara whatsoever, and they don't really think so, and they're not stupid. It's just their way of getting you to the place they want to get you using a certain shakta vatarka. And maybe there's no Svara whatsoever. Okay, so Morty says there's no Svara whatsoever. It's a methodological question. It's a philosophical question. I can't prove one way or the other. Does every Havmina in the Gemara have a Svara or does it not have a Svara? I'm known to think even the Havmina in the Gemara has the Svara. But I can't prove it philosophically. Someone wants to say there's no Svara in the Havmina in the Gemara. They just knowingly say impossible things as a way of getting us to a point where they'll say what they really want to say. It could be, but I think a couple in the Velt that Havminas have a Svara. Some people take that too far, I guess. But, you know, I don't think you have to work out the Svara of Rami so well and answer every kasha from every tzos on it. I think that's a Svara. Anyway, let me start. If you want to skip this, close your eyes, take a nap, come back in 2 minutes. But Lachora, what's the Svara? The Svara is this. What's the Tzara Shoveh? Again, this is Lefi the Havmina, which is backwards. I know I'm saying backwards things. Lefi the Havmina, what are these two cases in common? On the one hand, there's a Marakam. The Marakam is the Mocher. In both cases, there's a Marakam. The Marakam could have sold the Nechlik River Seats and he owned it until he sold it. And the Marakama is the guy who's the Mahari here. Everyone admits you stole it. He claims I owned it and didn't sell it. You claim I owned it and sold it to you. There's a Marakama. What's against the Marakama? Against the Marakama is a Pashtos Raya. Against the Marakama is Mistama Araya. Nitzik Rebar Sitzin is Nitzik Rebar Sitzin, unless you taina something weird, something different, a new factor. 3 years of Achila is 3 years of Achila. Again, forget that you show them the riff. Let's assume, like, you know, everyone knows the name. That it means he kind of a factual shooting a boy, either being far away or inside. 3 years chazaka, 3 years chazaka, and you tie a new factor. Here's the question. When I have a raya against a marakama, but the marakama tying this speculates a new factor to get out of my raya, maybe the avmin is that's a clothing maslokas. Rav Nachman thinks, no, a marakama is so mochzak that even if you have a raya, if he has a theory to get out of your raya, he wins. Because you haven't proven it. He has a kasha on your raya. It's possible your raya is wrong. And Rav says, no, I'm also called a raya. But if you bring a lachor raya, right? Then we get, it's a lachor raya. It's a mistam of lachor raya. Is a mistam of lachor raya enough to be motzi b'dei marakama or not? That's what these two have in common. It's mistam of lachor raya. It's called the b'mertzi, so it must be the b'mertzi. There's eight who told me eat it for 3 years, so I must have a chazarta. You say, no, I have something that is mevatel uraya. Okay, so house growing is the most mevatel of uraya. To be more specific, maybe my metalfel will be different. House growing is the most mevatel of uraya of a marakama and karka, right? Because I don't know if they are even saying my metalfel. Maybe my metalfel and masaka is stronger. That's, I think, the havamina. The spara is they're arguing about the muchzakos of a marakama versus a raya lechora, right? Says Rav Nachman, marakama wins because the raya might not be koiskahal. How do you say that in English? Might not be valid, right? The raya, because the raya was questioned, right? Because the raya was countered. Marakama wins because there may be a fact which counters the raya. That's the Marakama. There may be a fact that counters the raya. I claim a fact. It's called nechzed veritzisim, but it's not nechzed veritzisim. I claim a fact. I have mishkuni gavoi. So therefore, I claim a fact that captures Uriah. Uriah might be good, Uriah might not be good. Well, Uriah, right, I win. And what does Rava say? Rava says, no, that's not how it works. Ain't something most to be bothered. He says, whoever brings a proof wins unless you disprove their proof. That's the question. Do you have to disprove someone's proof, or do they have to prove their proof? Meaning, I can prove my proof, but if they can throw a curveball, do you have to prove your curveball, or do I have to prove my proof? Okay, says Rava, he says no. Says Rava, he says, Araya wins unless you prove a fact that counters it. Okay, so they have a clothing, I think it's clear in the Havamina, if you believe in Havaminas, that they have a clothing machlokas about, by the way, you should know. This is, even Maskala, we're not going to abandon this Derek Lagabri, obviously. We're going to see this machlokes achronet, but this is a clueless question, right? Go prove it. Lamaisa, at a certain point, every proof you'll say, but maybe this, but maybe this, but maybe that. And at a certain point, say, no, that's ridiculous. I know you can always say, but maybe this is a good proof. Okay, so I guess at a certain level, you have a certain level of reasonableness, but maybe. Do you say, I don't have a proof because you said, but maybe? Or I do have a proof. You want to prove your but maybe? Prove your but maybe.
You said that the Raya Lachora, that the Raya Lachora is the same thing like we said on the last talk, that it's some sort of general idea. The fact that it's called something is not a Raya. I mean, there's no Eden that it is it, but it's this sort of idea that it has this name, and then that's the Machlokas, similar to what we...
Similar to? Oh, how's that similar? What's the general idea like?
Because before we were saying about whether it matters, but according to the Rishon, we thought that it was far away. Right, and then we said there was like some sort of idea that he was called, how could that be? How could that kind of that saying I was far away?
I mean, for the riff,
hey, right? That for the riff, rush that will be for the riff, the eerie, rivet, sorry, not for the riff, for the meiri, rivet,
no, it's just backwards.
It's going rock hand,
but no, it's going in the opposite direction. It's going in the opposite direction. In the case of Nick Sigs, Rebar, Sisin, the Lokea, the guy against the Marakama, has a general idea that it's to be mercy sin. In the case of The Rif Shita in Shkuni Gavai, if the Marakama was a general deity, he was away. It's the opposite direction. You can't compare it. It's the other guy. It's the wrong guy who has the general deity on the side.
Right.
But I don't think it's good. Okay, now let's go to the Masa. Yeah. Again, it's all a half minute. Don't take it too seriously.
The Rashbam writes that the Rebbe's name, the Pashtus, is the three of the Chazok. The Rashbam writes, Hovelu Shemana Bilti Ayot in Rovon, in our Sugya.
But which era?
The
Ma'ar Lavi writes in Ishtar's Kimo, which is a severe lay. The Rebbe came in the row, Aiden was that master in Ishtar's Shol, Shana, with the Lach of Shem and Gavta, Hovelu Shemana Bilti Ayot.
It sounds like the pastors is not the fact they've had it for 3 years. The pastors is that the time is wrong because he hasn't said it before.
Okay, so first of all, it's always hard to tell whether the search bomb is trying to be in the half amina or masana. If you believe in a half amina, then you can't take that line seriously because by missing verse season, you also can say, well, Shaman, same thing. We never heard that it wasn't the verse season until today. And then you end up saying the same thing.
It's a different discussion. There's no 3-year gap. This is immediate.
Right, I'm saying, are you working in this
half mean,
or are you working
in the half? It just sounds like he's not saying the pashtus is the fact that you've got 3 years is like a pashtus has up.
So then what's the parallel to this in your season?
This pashtus, then. The pashtus is that your taina is wrong, because we're trying to be able to say it. And Rava is happy to say.
And the pashtus, your taina is wrong, is just full of your season. Okay, so I think it's a subtlety. I hope you agree with me that it's a subtlety. But they'll be saying, it's not just that it's a riot of the horde to bring another factor. It's actually like the other factor is unlikely. The other factor is unlikely. I think that's what you're saying. Okay, you're right.
Being big enough to be in terms of any normal chazok or the gamstash.
Correct. Meaning, the real answer is within this half mina and even within the maskana, which is more troubling, to be minded exactly what gender of things they're arguing about versus what gender of things they might both agree is going to be subtle in the doya. And you know, what does it mean? Lo shamanu b'tiyayo. Lo shamanu b'tiyayo means it's wrong, or just like it's a new idea that no one thought of before. Is that 2 ways of saying the same thing? In which case, we're not arguing at all. Okay, but I'm holding it. Okay, fine. Let's go to the maskana. Then maskana, obviously this can't be true, because then we kasha rabba and kasha rabba. What's the maskana? Maskana is in two parts. Rav Lokasha Hasam Bokhar Kaibin and Sayon Lokechan. Rav is what? He just says whoever's on the land now stays on the land. In Nifsei Bimur Sisa, the Mokhar's on the land, right? He hasn't yet delivered his Lokech. He just signed the contract. So the Mokhar stays. In Shkuni Gavoy, the Lokech's on the land. I go to him and say, my voice, my base is mine, but he's the one there. So whoever's on the land stays. When it's called the Vivar season, then you have to prove it's not the Vivar season. You believe it's the Vivar season. Meaning, being called the Vivar season is a strong enough proof that you have to get out of it. Now, I'll admit, these words seem like they're saying a lot, they don't actually say the Svar. As opposed to here, well, Hachalo, Yel, not the Shar, you'll really time show coming to sleep. But over here, I'm showing a boy. What is he saying? I have a Chazaka, just I didn't, cross all the T's, dot all the I's and cross all the T's. I'm saying, even if you had a star, you would still be making your star authenticated signatures. So why go to the chazaka? You have to fix up every detail in your chazaka. Okay. What Rav is saying is that I'm consistent because I'm going with who's on the land. And what Rav is saying is I'm consistent because a star or chazaka needs to prove all the details. But this indirect season is good enough on its own. Okay, let's analyze this, not as Rav and Rav Nachman, but as Shkuni Gavoy and Nisim Bivar Sisin. What happens in Shkuni Gavoy? Because right now we want to learn Shkuni Gavoy. So what's the Maskana? Maskana is about Shkuni Gavoy that Rav says, right, whoever's on the land, which is literally his words, Motsi Chirol of Araya, right, in the Havmina, they're not really taking into account his words, Motsi Chirol of Araya, which is fine. He sells for himself, right? What does he say? Lokeach koi benikse, right? Lokeach koi benikse. And what does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says, no. We say, kaim shtarach v'kom benikse. You have to prove I know you're Kali B'Nechsi. I know you're Kali B'Nechsi. But if you want to stay in the Nechsi, you have to prove that it's yours beyond a shadow of a doubt. Right? K'moshe tzarech l'kayem shtaro v'dei la'amod b'Nechas. Okay, what's the sort of the machlokes here? So here, there are, and at certain point, someone's going to tell me, yes, but there's like 800 different ways you can exactly be machter, exactly what much rega thing they're arguing about. I admit, we're just trying to see broadly what topic they're arguing about in the first place. So what are they arguing about in the first place? So one very tempting way to explain their machlokes, which I think, I hope you'll agree with me about these various achronim, either you will or you won't, is the Maharit. The Maharit's interested, right? He has a general seher hurim. He's saying, what about cases where, in general, we're like the suffix about who's mukhsik on the land, whether you have a mukhsik, whether you don't have a chazaka. Who wins by default and who is the proof? Who has the burden of proof? So, what does he say? He said that but we don't like Rav Nachman. Alamachzik lahavi raya. Kol safik hazaka mokum in ar becheskas markama. Meaning, maybe they argue about a very, very fundamental machlokes about karka. And you're going to say, how can they argue about that? We're so used to one way and not the other way. The answer might be, okay, we're used to the way we paskin, not the way we don't paskin, especially if we're over with it. Right? What do other shows say? Why do we paskin like Rav Nachman, right? Everyone but the weird Yesh Omer. Why do we pass like Rav Nachman, even though Rav is Basra? What are they going to say? Right? Not just he was a Rebbe, they see even better. He was a Talmud Bifne Rabbo. And that he was just a Talmud, like asking kashas on his Rebbe and Shir. He wasn't really a serious Bar Plugga. So it's okay if Rav is Shita. It's not like mainstream and Shas here. Because it might not even be Rav's real Shita. It might only be one of the who's a Talmud. But I think one derech is the Maharit. Says the Maharit, they argue about Muchzakos, about Karkos. Rabba says, Karka is like the Talmud. Maharit doesn't use the words Karka like the Talmud. Rabba says, Karka is like the Talmud. Whoever's holding it, now I understand. Right? Someone will raise their hand and say, but you can't hold Karka. I know that's not going to say that. But whoever's in the land is Kilo, they're holding it, and they're also a girl of Araya. He says that, and that's the most literal words of Rabba. Shuto shel Nimra. What Rabba says is, that he thinks Karka is like the Talmud. Whoever's there, where's the Talmud? Otherwise, right? That's the push of Shabbat Rabba. Well, see, most people don't like that because it's radical. What happened to Karka? Okay, but maybe that's what Rabba held. So Rabba holds that the whoever's there, Omein Bekarka Mochsak, the Al Hama'arer Lahabi Raya. That's what he says, Mochsak and Raya. Again, this is literally the words of Rabba. Whoever's there is Moshe, whether there's a Marakam or not. Ish, when we got by, the Marakam is not there. The new guy's there. And Smith later speaks in the Marakam is there. That's where it says, I don't care what the Marakam is in here. It's Moker, it's Okeach. Whoever's there wins, and the other guy's over right, like the Tavla. Right? Again, no Afron says come over to Tavla, but I'm adding C. Flutchman. And what if I'm not going to say, he says, we're used to thinking that Kark is not like the Tavla. No. The Marakama is Mochzak. The Al Halokeach Lahavi Raya. That like we used to think that Tark is different from a Talfalin. Oh, what about Itzli Versi? If the Versi meant Itzli Raya, it's so strong. That's different. Right, Itzli Versi, there's no drawing in Itzli Raya. But over here, no, the Marakama is always Mochzak. You have to bring a Raya. Now you have to bring a Raya, you have to bring a good Raya. It's not looking at Shah. You have to bring a Shah. You're the Eden Kavaka. Yeah, think three is made of Chazaka, and cover all the details. Okay, this is a very fundamental machlokes, right? And the Ketzot seems to agree with the Maharit. Because the Ketzot says, tying with the Kuchlote, he says, it's really, it's a throwing line in the middle of a whole deal, which is not really our circuit now. But what does he say? He's talking about a case where the guy was there less than 3 years. Rav Asir, late to Suffolk, except, or, I mean, where Suffolk lives there 3 years. That's a much more serious case. Mainly, he was there 3 years, but we don't know about some curveball from left field. Mixing metaphors, but within the same time. Mainly, he was there for 3 years. You don't know about a curveball. The Xosomini has, where does Suffolk, he was there 2 years or 3 years? Says, up and according to Rav, of course the Masid went. Well, they're all over right. Right? I mean, even if you don't know if you were there for 3 years, you can't say you went to the and cooked them, hey, you can read my rent. Right? So it says again, in a case where, I'll read it again. Rubbish really took a suffix hechzik, suffix whether or not you have a chavaka, multi all over right. Now, again, I know this is not what it sounds like for many, many sukkahs. Okay, but Rubbish thinks, we suffix, karka is like the top land, whoever's there wins. And Rav Nachman thinks the way we were taught in eighth grade that karka is not like metalsal in the marakal, always wins the pilgrim otherwise. Okay, what would Rava do with cheskas abatim? Why do you need 3 years if the machzik always wins? Why do you need 3 years if the machzik always wins? Even if Rava's a talmud with the rabbi, right? He was still rough. Doesn't mean he was just then, if he didn't have his full godless and judgment and mastery of all of Shas, you know, and and Mahara, he would say it is. No, Karka's not like Karka's like Bataflin. The Masid always wins, and the Ma'arer has to prove that he didn't buy it. But if you haven't been there for 3 years, then he has proved you didn't buy it. Or what he thinks is that Cheskin Lashana is not a proof that you bought it. You automatically win when you're there. You just need to counter the proof that you didn't buy from Rav Mishnara.
You just look that smart for Rava that it's only when you're there for 3 years that you're actually looking for a Raya.
Hold that thought.
Isn't
but that, or do I think that's what I'm going to be supposed to be? So I don't think that's what I'm going to be supposed to be. But I think you're caught. So give me a second. Let me just let Morty talk, and then I'll relate to that.
Isn't the 3 years what makes him moxie? I mean, what makes him a moxie? Something just because he walked on there doesn't make him. The fact that he's 3 years makes him a moxie.
Okay, so you're agreeing with each other. This is a little radical. To say in Karka that whoever's there, and even what does it mean to say in Karka whoever's there is moxie? Then you're all of a sudden you have to be moxie. What do you mean whoever's there, whoever sits foot there? Yes, I do. The Ksosin extension is even more radical than Ma'arit. Because the Ma'arit, maybe you could take to Ozzy and Morty's direction. Okay, so let's say you can modify this a little. And maybe you can modify this a little. Even though it sounds Ma'arit like, Lokev Koi Benichsei Gua Moksa. Whoever's Koi Benichsei is Moksa. But maybe you could make this a little less radical. How can you make this a little less radical? By saying, I never know what's a 1.1, what's a 2. Not the end of the world either way. Maybe you could say, no. Low lights in. No one thinks Karka is like the top of it. That's crazy. Spam. I find a field and I walk into it. Okay, maybe even Rava does say walking in is enough. Maybe I have to walk in and bring my tractor. You know, I walk in my work boots with a hoe. Okay. I walk in for 1 minute to a field that I find unattended. That's ridiculous. That makes me mock to go to a bell for my health.
I'm going to say
what?
I'm calling it ridiculous. The Rambam says that. I'm scumming on Chess as well. So that's going to need you. Please, as a Ryan.
No, but I think the way he says it is because the Baal, the Murakamo, shoots it for a minute.
It's like that's what it tells on this one.
Fair enough. Okay. That is true. Okay, you are making a good. If you say Shlomo by the top, which many of them say, they're always online. Then that is a good hara. So you're saying that it's not so crazy. And after this, it's really just. Again, they don't say the same words that Rambam says, but actually, you can say the same thing. Okay, I admit, I have to figure out where to put that in the grand scheme of things. We will do that in Ritz Hashem. But maybe you can say, no, they're really arguing about going back to Holy Mission at a certain point. You know, does 3 years make you the most material raya or not? If you look at Rabbi Gershon and Dafkuf, the test, he's clearly not this way. I think most Rishonim don't really sound like this Marid and certainly this source. There have been a Gershon and Kofan and Tess says, well, what, how does he translate Rava? Right? This whole sugya is repeating Daf Kofan and Tess, but almost no Rishonim say anything there other than we were Farish in Parakeskas. Only like there have been a Gershon of the Yagrama for some reason. You know, maybe I'm missing someone. Anyway, it says there have been a Gershon there.
Ruby, the camera went out of focus.
Okay, I'll refocus in a moment. Amrli Rava. Here we are. Aval hecha da achle shnei chazaka halokeach mochzuku bekarka bekoi. Right, he says, what's Shana Rava? Rava says that when he was there for 3 years, then he is mochzuk. Okay, the Ramban here also says that what's the sort of Rava, since you're there for 3 years, he pops up. Okay, challenging there. I'm not saying this necessarily, but clearly a lot of Mefarshim understand that Rava's only because of 3 years. Rava's only because of 3 years. Right, that's clearly, against Rabbi Gershom, Ramban, etc., who restrict Rava to 3 years. Okay, but what could you say? You could say, here we have echoes of Hoche Usha. Maybe the question is, if you're there for 3 years, does that change who is the burden of proof? Once you're there for 3 years, then who is the raya? I'm there for 3 years. But you have a tiny against me. So it could be no. Maybe Rava holds that. That Achar Gimel Shanim Nasem Mochsak V'al HaMe'arer L'Havi Raya in general versus Rav Nachman who says, you know, who says, no, the Marakama is L'Olam called Mochsak Baal Halokeach Mahavi Raya. Maybe after 3 years you become Mochsak or not. Okay, I guess this will be very subtly like something else we're going to say.
But also relate to meaning the potential intention of the Mar.
Yes, it can, but hold that thought. However, I want to go to what do we have in this Makora sheet? We had a Chidush Yerim, right? Chidush Yerim. Our favorite Hasidus, right? Our favorite Hasidus is Ger Hasidus. Why is our favorite Hasidus Ger Hasidus? Not because we know anything about the philosophies of different Hasidim. Not because of, you know, what did Ger Hasidim do or don't do or any
other thing. They're into Longus.
Right? But because who founded Ger Hasidus? Chidush Yerim and the Sfas Emes. You know, these are, how many Hasidios were founded by a Shoshelet of Gdolei HaLamdanim? Perhaps only one. Okay. Chabad Hasidios was founded by, you know, a Gdolei HaPoskim. Okay. That's makes it our favorite Hasidus in Efton Seder. But in Morgan Seder, Ger is clearly our favorite Hasidus because it's the only one founded by a Shoshelet of Lamdanim. And, you can't, as we all know, you know, there are really tremendous, tremendous great brisker, quote-unquote, Lamdas in the Chidush Yerim, both in his Perashat Shas and in his Perashat Shulchan Aruch. And, as we all know, you know, you really, you know, you can't call yourself a Jew learning Moed or Kachin if you don't learn the Sfas. Okay, Nashon Nezikin, yeah, there's so many versions of Nashon Nezikin that you can call yourself a Jew probably if you skip anyone. But I don't think any Jew has ever lived who would learn Moed or Kachin in that Sfas. Okay, but that's all an editorial aside.
What?
I might be able to think of a possible.
Okay, you have a broader definition of Jesus.
It's also political.
Later.
Yeah, very
okay. You're very open-minded. As far as I'm concerned, after mowing maybe, like, whatever, you know, I would count them for a minion. But someone would punch him out, that's not them. I don't know. I would have a lot of trouble eating the house if someone would punch him out. Let their risk than their risk.
Like reverse here.
I think they were close, but it's not that. But don't think of that. Okay, Enough editorializing. You learn coach about Spouse Evans, you learn some very nice Spouse Evans, but I don't think you learn coach about Spouse Evans. That's ridiculous. But in any case, let's go to the Finisharia. The Finisharia have a bunch of shots in here, right? First, even he has a lot of this Sunya. I didn't put it in the course. You might put it in the course. The first paragraph is a little very specific, but I want to do the second paragraph. What does he say? He basically wants to revive the Havamina, I think. But Pirish HaPasha, Veloshna Motin Rol Haraya, Lirova. What does Rav mean by Motin Rol Haraya? Well, I would say Pirish HaPasha means that whoever's holding it wins. Maybe whoever's holding it at all, maybe whoever's holding it for 3 years. But, Saras Lomar, since without this guy's taina, meaning we have no objective leaders as something, right? We have no objective reasons for shulei gavoyim. You guys throw in a curveball, right? Hashiva chazaka, babi mochsak. He is mochsak because without this guy's curveball, he wins. He is a valid chazaka. Not mochsak meaning where he's physically holding. Mochsek meaning mochsek that he has the evidence on his side. Came the low time of saying in some of the best in, then he puts some close to the machalik between what we call Gerard Mono, we know what we call not Gerard Mono, it's a different thing, a suffix that we naturally have and tainas that you just bring up from the field. Came the done with carcass or rug, the cause of give us because castle. Viragli, Tandos, we can get by yourself suffix, plus you both of Araya. Basically, when the evidence points to you, and the other guy throws a curveball, you're the muchzak. You're the muchzak. Ain't something going to be bad. You're the muchzak based on the evidence. And Rav Nachman disagrees. What about, that works well for Rashbam, etc. Or reference to Tosfos that says there is some sort of objective suffix that needs to go a little further. And he has to say, the Kalmakam Choshulam Muchzak image of the Tihavar Derechos Levad Del Gam. Okay, so what is the Pibisharim saying? Now, I know, though we can tell me if you analyze it properly, there might not be a difference between 2 and 3. That flows from your previous paragraph. But what is he saying? He's saying that it's about rules of evidence. It's about rules of evidence. That Rabba holds, what is Rabba holds? Most of the Raya, meaning he is Mochsuk because, at the very least here, it's tricky, maybe he also needs to be there. what does Rabba say? Rabba says that, again, going back to, he basically says similar, it's very similar to the Havamina. I'm not saying it's the same. But I think what the Chiddush Rim is saying is that this is similar to the Havamina. They're arguing about the rules of evidence back and forth. So why aren't they also arguing about the Bimur Sisen? Because the Bimur Sisen, they throw in something else. but what would Rava say? Rava would say here that Havon de Yesh Lo Chazkas Gimel Shanim Lule, Taino Mechudeshes, Shel Hama'arer, Nikra Mochzak. He's called a Mochzak. He's called Motzmer El Araya. He's called Koy Benese. Why? Because he is the evidence of the side until you bring up a new Taino. Or even according to the Tosfos, or, right, Lafi, this Lafi Rashban, Lafi Tosfos, according to Tosfos, any Taino Mechudeshes. He lived in the inner chamber. He could have walked out one way. He could have walked out the other way.
So he says, no, Kavan the Yeshlo Vadai Gimel Shanim. This suffix, and here already I'm using words that have to do with what Ozzy said to me before, I think, if I understood you correctly. The suffix Bittel HaChazaka Ein suffix Motzi Midei Vadai the Nikra Motzak. Right? Meaning, what Rav is really saying here is that these, when I have evidence of my saliva for purple, or I have evidence of my saliva, there might be sins of a batel bet, then I'm called a mochzer. And what Rav Nachman would say, I think what Rav Nachman would say was no. That we tell you, go in kind of your shark, right? What Rav Nachman would say, give me half a second here, is, okay, what Rav Nachman would say is that no. The Marakama is called Mochsak Ad Sheyokiyach Halokiyach Bivadoos. You know, let's see better. It's called a Mochsak Kevan. The Yesh Safek Biraya Shehevi Halokeach. Right. Basically, going back, I think, very much to the Hamid, he doesn't fill in Rav Nachman. I'm filling in Rav Nachman for him because he thinks Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman's plush. Rav Nachman's plush. Most of it all arises. Basically, Rav Nachman's plush in Shmuel Gavoy. Really, for Rav Nachman, I know it's Rav's word. Rav Nachman won't say most of it all arises. Now it's better right. See, Karka Bechez fall out of this. Rav Nachman, it's just Karka Bechez could fall out of this. And that's what he said, even if you're a shark, Karka Bechez will live until you prove 100%. Karka Bechez fall out of this until you prove 100%. What does? Karka Bechez cast fall out of this until you prove 100% that he sold it. And what does the brother say back? Seems reasonable. Karka Bechez will allegedly grow 100%. Either no, maybe Karka Bechez is the guy who's the Eruv Omedes. Or maybe at least after 3 years, Karka Bechez gets the guy who's the Eruv Omedes. Or maybe, no. Karka Bechez gets the guy who's a proof Omedes. A proof is good enough, not if a proof is not 100%. But if a proof is 100%, but now you have something against the proof, that's called, that shifts the burden of proof. Basically, either he says, what shifts the burden of proof? What shifts the burden of proof for Rava? Either Achitza, Tisa, let's say, right, like Metalpolit, whoever's there, now shifts the burden of proof. Or maybe you could say Gimel Shanim shifts the burden of proof. Or maybe you could say, you know what shifts the burden of proof? A Raya, basically a Raya Lachora, Raya, even if it could be neutralized. Yes, you can neutralize my Raya by claiming it's going to have volume. But I have a right, you have to neutralize it. But I have a right, you have to neutralize it. That shifts the burden of proof. Okay, these are very subtle logical points, which probably have a lot to do with many words of the best, which is why everyone's interested in it. If I have a right, that shifts the burden of proof. That's already the multiple parallel of a right. What do you mean? I have a right, you have to multiple parallel of a right. Okay. This is a two or three basic mahalchin in Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rava. But I think what Oz is saying is that, tell me if I misunderstood you, is that maybe they're not arguing about something so cloudy. Maybe they're arguing about particularly how we evaluate this type of machlokas between them. Or did I misread you? You think I'm good? Okay, good. So let me explain what I mean. Let's see. Let's go, for example, let's go to Rav Rishon. I was in a faraway place, Mishastim, right? Rov Rishonim, I was in a faraway place, Mishastim, right? Is there another way of reading Rav Nachman? All these ways it apply. I say I have 3 years, and Ari says, what do you mean you have 3 years? I was in a faraway place, Mishastim. So it could be that they're arguing whether I win some in the land or he wins his markah. I win some 3 years in the land or he wins his markah. Or I win because Minastam Cheskel Shem is a good raya until he brings up a new taina. Or he wins because he's not bringing up a new taina. You know, basically, until I've proven it, I haven't proven it. You know, the taina that needs to be countered chip the verdict proof. Or there could be something more specific here. What's another way of looking at this? Another way of looking at this is maybe everyone agrees that, let's be realistic, there's probably a million different scenarios where I go to Beis Din and I sue Eitan and he says something back. And how do we know when? Obviously, at a certain point, we're going to say, I have a proof. He comes up with some cockamamie theory. I'm not talking about quantity. He comes up with some other factor. Let me give you the most obvious example. I go to Beis Din and I bring Eitan and Shtar that I lent him $1,000, he has to pay me back. And he says, what do you mean I have to pay you back? But I also lent you $1,000 once, although I have no evidence. So of course I'm going to win. We're not going to say, you know, again, this is a trivial example. It's not really relevant. We're not going to say, most of it, oh, Ryan, I can't prove you back. I proved you only $1,000. You want to bring up something else? Bring up something else. And that's trivial. It's a different Indian guy. At a certain point, your taina is going to be, I win, but you want to reverse the tie. You prove you reverse the tie. And there's certain tainas are going to be, I have valid proof, but you want to bring up something else. And certain times you can be, I have valid proof, and you're going to say, no, you don't have valid proof in the first place. Right? When is your counter time sort of internal that my alleged proof is not a proof at all? And when is it sort of external? You're bringing a different factor to counter my proof. Maybe that's what their argument is suggesting. Right? So let's look at, and then of course, we're going to have to look at this specific case. So let's look at Lefi, I use numbers, Lefi Rov Rishonim. What the Ma'arir's Taina said, the Ma'arir, Hayisi bin Makom Chiram, right? Something far away with a war between them. Again, this is going to be maybe super far away. Can't remember here without our Indian right now. The Meshech Gimel Shvanim. Okay? Who wins? Yeah? You think the Rabban said this? Very, very close to. So give me a second. So what? Maybe that now. Who says what? Let's remember. Says Rav Nachman that who wins? The Ma'arir wins. Says Rava the Ma'arir wins. Right? And the Ma'arir of Nachman and Rava between the Halacha and the Non-Halacha, but it's more interesting than that. What does the Rush thing say above? Remember the Rush showing Ashton he doesn't have his shots. Says the Rush. Dover Punch is a win in this case. Says the exactly meaning what's fascinating is the Rush of the factors, which is Yahweh or Hunt or something, right? Says the Rush Lekule Alma. The massive wins. Because the Rush says should we get blamed in the inner chamber? If you can see it's far away, should that be Machzik wins at the Ma'arir Keshes may confuse Malkum Chiram. So we have Machlokes, Amorim according to Rishoni Svara, I don't know if it's Rishoni Svara, whatever you call it, right? And we have a Machlokes La'Halacha to Rishoni Svara and the Rush. The Rishoni Svara to Mihol like Nachman, the Ma'arir wins. So what's the Yesod of the Machlokes? Now, if it's specific, you know, what's the Yesod of the Machlokes between Rav Nachman / Rishonei Sfarad and Rava / the Rush. Right? And Avi said, if you look at the Lashon HaRamban, again, it's always hard to tell how much we've died from the Lashon Rishonim, I admit. He says, are they arguing about whether it's like a Macha or whether it's like, we don't know if there's a Chazaka, right? Is that the Lashon HaRamban? Right? Even if they're arguing that they know there's a chadak, they're arguing whether or not there's a chadak, or it's because they're arguing about whether or not there's a chadak, is it like, right? Now, You could have said that's a whole new thing, but you could have said, no, maybe they're arguing something very pretty about the taina of record, of makom paper. What the machlokes? The machlokes is that Reb Nachman says that, again, he says the ma'arurins, which means that it's not about chazaka. So he's the one who says no. Makom cheirum equals no chazaka at all. As opposed to what would Rav say, or the Rosh would say, he would say no. Makom cheirum equals a chazaka, but something is mevakalit, right? Maybe they're arguing something very different. Kulali. They're arguing very specifically the taina that I was so far away from the computer for 3 years. Is that something that is mevakal chazaka, or is that something that, or is that something mevakal chazaka, or is that something which is not a chazaka in the first place? That's what Adi wants to say. What's the yisod of that? So I can think of two ways of reading the yisod of that. One of the based on the yisod is the other rush. The rush says, what does the rush say? The rush says that what happens? This is a famous machlokes in Daf Lamed Ches. What happens if the guy is far away from Makom Chayru? Remember, if the guy is far away, not from Makom Chayru, forgetting about the unique shifts of the Reichen Adam. If the guy is far away, Shalom Makom Chayru, right? I'm Machzik in the United States, and he's in Canada. Then the word travels to Canada, and he's Mokhe, should be Mokhe in Canada, and the word would travel back here, and Shalom Yisrael. But if it's Makom Chayru, I'm Machzik in South Korea, and he's in North Korea, then, okay, that's a real, that's a bigger Chayru than they used to have in the old days. Okay, I'm Machzik in, I'm Machzik in Yehuda, and most circle periods, and he's in Golel, right? More says, I'm even in Golel, there's a Chayru between them. Again, I'm not an expert history. I don't know if it was the change of COVID one, but obviously, in a certain sort of period, when they wrote the Mishnah, there were wars between worlds, and tried to even wars to try to build a little reduced. The no historians here can tell me. All right, doesn't matter. The is it that Tosfos discusses on the Chet, all the Rishonim argue, is it that B'makom chayrum, you never hear about the chazaka? Or is it that b'makom chayrum, you hear about the chazaka, but you can't be mochek so the machal wouldn't travel? Is that the news of the chazaka doesn't travel, or the news of the machal doesn't travel? So, says the Ketzotzi, makes a deal to the Rush. If you look in the small attire, the same place that Ketzotzi, not as deal to the Rush. But the Ketzotzi makes, I'll be pshuto, seems like a good deal to the Rush. That, what does the Rush say? The lashon of the Rush is, you have to, this is a nice lumpish. So, the doctor of Kodesh says, the Lush of the Rush. The Rush says, some people say that the Ma'ara says, I was so far away, he's never. Who's that some people? All the Rishonis, most Rishonis, all the late Rishonis, Svarad, Abrish and Shulig Adai says that. Which, you know, the Rush does not give any credence to whatsoever. Et cetera. But nearly Shain Raimi Khan. No, that's not a good. That is nothing Shuki Barai. Of Yosef Ira. Okay, somebody want to bring a right from Shuki Barai. The guy says, I was far away. That proves when he says far away, he wins. He says, no, I mean, he means he says he was far away. There's everyone knows he was far away. There's proof that he was far away. Yosef, so he says not a proof. Okay, but I care less if there's a proof. I care more once. Allah says that Rush. Now is it a proof? It's wrong. The Yosef Nirish ain't our Kalabi Raya. Right? Yosef Nira, that. The guy's not now would say he was far away. I don't know the proof he was close by. Why? Came to Hansen Meshokh Oshan. He was maxing 3 years. Chazok and Ishmaz, I feel Bina Kharis can look at the comment. Chazok is heard even far away. So what's the time being far away? Chazok is heard, but I can't be Mokhik, some Kholim here. Although the virus, a Mokhik, my Mokhon, so Nishpas, my Mokhik, opinion, he has to prove that he was someplace so far away that he wouldn't have heard the Mokhon, and that's why he wasn't Mokhik. So it says that so there's some deal here. That if he had been in a faraway place, we wouldn't hear about it. Then he would be never an item for Ruby was close. But since he was in a faraway place, and you do hear in a faraway place, just to get me Mocha, he hasn't proved that he was in a faraway place. That's the Ketosis deal for the Rush. Based on that Ketosis, what can I say? I can say, I'll pee the ketzos. Okay, let's pull this four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Alpi the ketzos, what can I say? Maybe they're arguing about what's the chisorin of being far away. Yeah, that's a dear and toast and daflam. Yes. What's the chisorin in being? What's the chisorin in being far away? So I think I know, but I'll end up being supposed to discuss it. On daf, on daf lamaches, okay, lamaches nahav mina, daf lamaches amar alf nahav mina, amar beis, in the maskana. So what is, maybe this is the machlokas. It depends what, maybe they're arguing about what's a starting off with the payroll. Says Rabbi Nachman slash Rishon Sparad, they would say no. B'makom cheirom ein hachadlaka nishmaat. The word of the chadlaka doesn't reach faraway lands. In faraway lands, you don't hear about the chadlaka. Therefore, they say, "What do you mean? You haven't even proved that I heard about the chadlaka on a shoseik." You haven't proved the shtika, because I claim I was in a faraway land where I never heard the chazaka. And you haven't proven anything. You haven't even proven that I heard about the chazaka. You haven't proven that there's anything relevant going on. Something was where I heard about the chazaka, that was something with the Isra chazaka in the first place. Again, given the assumption that the Ikra chazaka is the guy heard about it and didn't say anything. As opposed to, and therefore, it's a suffix if anything interesting happened. But maybe Rabba holds, or the Rush holds, I mean the Rush does hold, Makom Chayrim, Hachazaka Nishma'as, or Makom Rachot, Aval, Hamecha'a, Eina Nishma'as. Maybe you could say that, what's the difference? The difference is that here, it's a Safek. If there was a shtika. We're not going to say something if there was shtika or not. You don't know if the guy heard it was fine. Maybe he didn't hear. So we're going to prove you a show and say, here, no, there was definitely a shtika. Something if he has an excuse for his shtika. This is basically what the show says. I'm just turning the Ketzot into a head for Machlokas instead of digging the Rush. So I said, the Rush only makes sense because he thinks it's a something Machlok. And I'm saying, okay, well, then that explains the other side also. But same this. They could be arguing on a Machlokas we shown them later on in a faraway land, and of course there could be different kinds of faraway lands. Maybe we're not good, but faraway land we're dealing with here. Is it that you don't hear it, or that you hear it, but there's no point being mocha? Okay, that might be two different things. If you say the guy claims I'm so far away I didn't hear it, then you're arguing whether anything significant happened in the first place. Did he ever hear him shosek? So you have to prove he was shosek from Nachman. If no, he definitely heard it. But he's an excuse for not being mocha. I wasn't mocha because I knew it wouldn't help. He definitely heard him was silent, but he has an excuse for being silent. He has to prove he had an excuse for being silent. That's what it says.
Isn't it, Jason, what is it difficult to chop it up?
Well, a lot of it's, I mean, I guess the first piece of paper. Okay, perhaps. Again, the Ketzos doesn't say this is the Ketzos of Machlokas. He just said, this is the head for a brush. Right. He doesn't say, and the other side holds the other way. Are we comparing to something where there's a machlok? Something you have an excuse for not being mocha is like something with your world.
You can finish, I guess, this with the next 2-3, where the question is for the machlok is totally substantiated. And then there's this type of time. And how do you relate to that time? Do you relate to that time of being a time of a marer group or a type of time, or being a assumes that a Hazaki before we resolve this taina is like a strong thing.
Because?
Not because.
Yeah, okay, that's right. The Ramban can certainly say it. That's what I think. I think the Ramban can go to 2, 3, 4. If you're asking. And fine. Okay, so let's go to something much more interesting, which is the, I apologize, I'm going to like go over here.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Yeah. If macha shelo b'fanav have macha, why doesn't the ma'arer grab two guys in his area and tell them about it?
Then macha shelo b'fanav macha only through the chayram. Here, let's assume there's a chayram. All the rishonim say there's a chayram, and there's a chayram. Macha shelo b'fanav is not macha. Macha shelo b'fanav is only macha because chaver chaver islay b'chaver to chaver chaver islay. So they'll spread the word in makom chayram where they can't spread the word. It's not macha.
And the point to this is that.
The Havmina were something completely unrelated. The Havmina was a Havmina, but we changed around the Gari and said that it doesn't do anything. And that's crazy. Now, here's the code shiur with the most issue. What does the code shiur say? He says if you take Rav Nachman slash Rishonei Sfarad, and here you take Rava slash the Rush, and he's focusing more on Rishonei Sfarad versus the Rush. He says it might have to do with the Chakir in the beginning of the year about what Chesed Gimel Shonim is in the first place. Is Chesed Gimel Shonim a Raya Mishtikas Markama, or is it a Takana? Right? Says the Kobet Shurim, he says this, a very nice Lom Deshefer, says the Kobet Shurim, if you assume that Chesed Gimel Shonim is a Raya Mishtikas Marakama, then if you haven't proven that he was complete for Shtika significant, then he was much more. If you haven't proven he's someplace for Shtika significant, then if you haven't proven he's someplace for Shtika was significant, then you haven't proven anything, right? Then topic. If there was a meaningful shtika. But the Rosh, he said, what is the Rosh Hashita? Chesed Gimel Shonim is a takana. Right? That's the Rosh Hashita. If Chesed Gimel Shonim is takana, then really what's the takana? The takana is for the guy who was there 3 years. He deserves a takana. Unless you ruin the takana by saying it's not fair to the other guy because he was too far away to have heard. Then you're saying, what do you mean? Stopping if there is a reason to override the takana. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is, really, Chazal said, if you're there for 3 years, then we feel bad for you, you might lose your shtar, and we give you a chazaka. However, if the other guy was so far away that you couldn't have heard you, and there's nothing you could do, and it's unfair to him, then we don't give you a takana. Right? So it's a suffix with someone to override the takana. Really, you should have your takana, because you were there for 3 years. Al takana, really, you were there for 3 years. Just meaning it is an excuse to override your takana. So says the Kobet Shurim, and that's the machlokes between, and the Rush. You could also say from Chuzurim, Nachman, and Racha. Whether you say it's all about Shtikas Markama, then until you've proven where the Markama was, what he did, what he didn't do, and why, you haven't proven anything. You must stop a Tazaka. But if you say it's about a takana, what's the takana? If the guy's 3 years, you feel like you lost the shtar. Then there is a takana here. It should be meant to override the takana because the Chacham made an exception. They said, but we're not going to give you Chesed Gimel Shonim if it's unfair to the other guy because he was so far away there's nothing he could do. Right, we give the other guy an escape hatch. We give him an exception. Then it's like an exception. And then, all right, Avi feels good about this. And I think to a certain extent, And this is the Kobashir before, so this is the Chacham Kobashir here. And I think really this is a little bit of the Rabbeinu Yonah also. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban does have a line. He says, do we compare it to something Chazak or is something Mechah?
Rabbi Yonah has a much more in-depth. He's the only one who really spent a whole paragraph trying to explain exact oneness of both sides. On this line in the Gemara, Daf Lam and Amud Aleph, he says, what's the comparison to Kiyum of a Shtar? So he has two favorites. First shot is, just like a Kiyum of a Shtar, even though he seems to be Mutzak, because he has a good Shtar, nonetheless we say that he needs to prove it 100%. So to here, even though he's there, and he seems to have been Mutzak, we need to prove it 100%. His first Peirush, he says, what's in comparison to Shtar? Is it enough to have something which seems to be a good reason you're there? Or do you need to prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt? Or we say, Tarka Pesvalel Medes, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So that's his first comparison really seems to be they're arguing about, you know, about whether a lechora raya is good enough. This really sounds like the first, I bring Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah. Peirush Rishon. Again, what does he say? What's the comparison to Shtar? Why the comparison to Shtar? He says, well, Shtar, what does he say? He says, Mosak Mashiyar, the son of a Shtar Zol. He was Yorid Mashtar. That's a good chazaka. After all, he knows so much like we should have to use the best in. He has a good chazaka. There's just one slight question you can ask about it. Nonetheless, we say Kargum Chazbal Leomedes. Likewise here, you have a good chazaka. There's just one slight question. Kargum Chazbal Leomedes. That's his first pierce. What's his second pierce? His second pierce, Ogish Lafarish. Well, yeah, it's not about having a good proof, but you can ask a question on this. Ogish Bar, Loya Lenogan Shtar, Clover, my time to voice the Mirishal, you start back to the bar, he loves the Kim, Axel, Shon, in Lop Shiva, they just Shtar. Says, why do you being Rafa, why do you want to have the guy win? Because he didn't do anything wrong by losing a shtar. Right? It's not his fault he lost his shtar. The thing called Shon and Lomazdar is Shtar. After all, he can't alone more than 3 years. Says, you think whatever, it's not his fault he wins? Someone has a shtar, didn't do anything wrong, and yet we make him prove that his shtar is Makoyin, that signatures are valid. We don't say my king of Pasha Yizkam a sudden. We don't say since he didn't do anything wrong, he wins. Rather, we say, you have to bring a good proof. Here also, Afikso Pasha, even though he didn't do anything wrong, so Lovi Raya, he has to bring a good proof. Meaning, again, he's the only one. The Ramban doesn't do this. He's the only Rishon, to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my recollection. He's the only Rishon that actually explains specifically why Rav Nachman chooses to compare to a shtar that's not Makoyim. He says, number one, a shtar that's not Makoyim seems like a really muktzak because you have a strong raya, except he has the kashan. He had a curtain through a curtain. Likewise here, you seem to be most of the raya, but he threw a curtain. Second shot is, why does Rava think you won? Rava thinks you win because you weren't Moshea. It's not your fault you lost your star. It's also not your fault your star's not Makoyim. But nonetheless, we say prove it. It's not your fault, but nonetheless, we say prove it. That really sounds like a Rochana. Rava's thinking, since it's not your fault, therefore you win. What does that mean? Who cares that it's your fault, not your fault? Maybe what it means is, yeah, he doesn't say specifically Takana. You know, Yoga earlier had the like complex Takana board. But maybe that's the point. Rava thinks it's a Dakana. If you weren't Hoshea, you win. He has exceptions and asterisks and fine print where he'd be a Bakal. Let him prove to be a Bakal. And we're not to the back to, no, just like a Shtar. Like, say, I did anything wrong. You need to prove yourself 100%. Like, you need to prove yourself 100%. So maybe that also is Rabbeinu Yonah, Peirush Cheney. He brings in the Pshia. It's not your Pshia, you lost your star. So maybe that is a similar analysis. Okay, the other way you can do is that makes it where it says you always, now you're not the cutting. You always win because you're in the land, unless you're a Pshia. Okay. So this is basically what have we said now? Well, we've said almost everything we're going to say. We said, what's the machlokes of Rava and Rav Nachman? And the answer is, it's everyone has their own theory. What's the machlokes of Rava and Rav Nachman? Right? Everyone has their own theory. What's the machlokes of Rava and Rav Nachman? It could be they're arguing about more klolius questions of Mosim and Harol Haraya. Right? Which is,
maybe whether the guy in the land is the burden of proof, you know, who has the upper hand? The person who's there is the upper hand, or the bar kam is the upper hand? Or the person who's 3 years has the upper hand, the bar kam is the upper hand? Or the person who's been there and seems to have a proof has the upper hand? Or the bar kam is the upper hand? And even then, you know, where do you draw the line? What if he seems to have another proof? Is it if he seems to have another proof, but you have another factor? Only if your other factor is no objective basis other than your taina? Or you can say something more specific at the specific taina. If the taina is being so far away, maybe they're arguing about whether being so far away is a lack of chazaka or is a counter to the chazaka. If the counter to the chazaka, we'll counter the chazaka. If the lack of chazaka, we'll prove we have a chazaka. And why are they arguing about that? Maybe they're arguing about whether you don't hear it. If you don't hear it, that's not even chazaka in the first place. If you hear it, then it's not being malcha. That's a way to counter a chazaka. Or maybe they're arguing about it, they've cut your chazaka and moshana. That is, I think I have this on the board, the kids are numerous, it's just a minor mock. Then the beginning of the year, number seven, Shlunigabai depends on the Shtikah. Okay, if it's all about the Shtikah mark, then until you've proven it is a good Shtikah, there's no Chazaka. If it's really all about a Takana, then it's yours, or then it's naturally yours unless you're Moshiach from losing your Shire, then he has to prove that you that there's a reason it shouldn't be yours, because it's really yours, and you're excused from losing your Shire, he'll prove it otherwise. Yes?
He suggests that. And also the machlokas perhaps between their Shvam and Tosfos.
Ah, so give me a second. So I see him out of board, but there's a way to fix that.
We could use it right on the screen.
Let's look at the Pshat of the Mishnah Ashkenaz. Right? Who is it? Was it Azim just mentioned Mishnah Ashkenaz? Who just mentioned Mishnah Ashkenaz? See? Right? How about Mishnah Ashkenaz? Now, of course, in Mishnah Ashkenaz, can be tricky because they all have suddenly different versions of the Machlokas, as we know. But what about the Mishnah Ashkenaz? What could they be arguing about if they're arguing about something very specific? And let's go back. By the way, the Ramban has two Kashas on Mishnah Ashkenaz. What are the two kashas of Rabban and Rishoni Ashkenaz? One, he says, a technical kasha. How can you say that just because he walks through the outer chamber from Bapa to Chazaka? You know, you can walk through at someone's house and there's still books about it. It's not the standard of walking through is Mavato Chazaka. Okay. How would you answer the time that it's not the standard that walking through is Mavato Chazaka?
He wasn't just walking
through. According to the Maharam, they're reading Gershom, he wasn't just walking through. Right? Ah, but according to Tosfos and maybe the Rashbam, he was just walking through. So you could say like the Ritva, although he doesn't like it in the end. He says maybe he had two possible ways, but if you choose to walk through that way, that's Rav the Chazaka. Well, the Ritva didn't like it. No, maybe you just chose to walk through that way to show that you have the right to walk there. So he won't tell you you're not allowed to walk there. You know, ultimately, I think at a certain point, it's just going to be a judgment call. There are bond things that walking through is not Rav the Chazaka. And the Rishon Ashkenaz, or his path, Rishon Ashkenaz, think the one who is Rabat Al Hazaka. Yeah, the Rabat is not a Kasha on the Maharam in the Mordechai and the Renegar. So he only has Kasha on Tosin the Rush and maybe the Rabban. Okay, but that's not the Kasha one to kill it down. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, the Rosh is behind the bias. So the question that he asks is something. Bias is different.
Yeah, by bias, walking through really takes away from the use of the bias.
Well, also, when you end up with just writing my subnet, I feel as Piros is like an exclusive type of act, whereas by bias, you don't have as much, like, there's not like a Piros where you
correct. By subnet, walking through is clearly different than what people do in the subnet. Well, by bias, it's all much more similar. After all, people have porches in their house, and only people walk through to get the rest of their house. Right? And that's still their use of it. Okay, but the more interesting question I deal with that, what does our Ramban say? He says, it can't be your pshat. Number one, I don't like the idea, your assumption that Dereth and Batal Hazaka. Number two, if that was the machlokas, it would be pashat. That would not be right. If that was the machlokas, then it's pashat that you don't have a Hazaka until he proves you weren't there. If you might have been there, then he has no Hazaka whatsoever. So basically, Rabban says, just like the Rush says, according to your scenario, it's Pasha Brahma's right. The Rabban says, in your scenario, it's Pasha that Rav Nachman is right. So let's just ask ourselves this following question. Here we have Rav Nachman, Rava, or what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, Pasha, you have to be Mevarech as Chazar Rav Nachman, and, Kolam Orayim, Lefi Ramban, right? That's what Ramban says, I can't be shot, because then all the Amorim would agree, you have to prove anything he's still there. Okay, so what's the machlokus here? Again, the machlokus could be something more kali, but it could also be something more specific. Maybe they're arguing in parallel. Here, Svi's going to say, what's the machlokus? The machlokus is if what's Svi going to say the machlokus is? You want to go to Rishon Ashkenaz. What's the machlokus? Oh, you want to say Rishon Tosfos or Rav Nachman?
Oh, well,
it all comes out the same way. Is?
I mean, two different, yeah, I mean, you can say it's about the Hazak, meaning like whether the Hazak is that you have to prove, kind of someone that your personal meaning there, or the Uriah, and that's not the thing that you also say. Or you can say the idea.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm saying the exact thing, but you could say, after the Chumash Rim was analyzing it, no, they're arguing about rules of right. According to Rishpam, remember, we said there's no aegis. If I claim something and you bring a fact that there's no objective basis for it, does that mean I'm mufsa because I hold objective evidence and you made up a fact? Or you're mufsa because maybe your fact is right. And according to Tosos, you do have objective evidence. Especially in something with doing vada. If I was vada here, or something there, do we say I'm mufsa because I have vada? I need to be vada. Or do we say, no, you're mufsa because you're still mufsa? But, so it could be again.
Is Rebbe saying that according to Rashbam, meaning this is what I'm saying earlier, is Rebbe saying that according to Rashbam, that part of the ride that you actually have to prove, meaning part of the Chazak that you have to prove that someone wasn't there, or is according to Tosfos, it's the other way around, meaning according to Tosfos, you would say it's a Raya, meaning it's all about Raya and Tosfos, and therefore you could say that you don't need a meaning, and that's why he thinks there's an Avis, and the guy was there. If there wasn't, then the guy would have no Raya for the 3 days. Whereas the Rashbam thinks it's much more than a Raya. He would think that Chesed Gimel Shanim is doing a lot more, and therefore, no, you need a meaning. You yourself would need to prove that the other guy wasn't there.
I'm not sure about that. Just because I hear, what if the Rashbam's time? The Rashbam's time. If the other guy was there with you, you weren't even Moxed in the first place. What's Ramban's taina? It's not like Shchuna Gavoy is that. If the other guy was there with you, you were never Moxic in the first place. You didn't live there. You were his guest. Hey, the Ramban says that a good time. There's no Chazaka in the first place if he was with you. So I think after, we can discuss this later. You could, again, say they're arguing about something clearly, but if you want to say they're arguing about something prunty, maybe if you want to say they're arguing about something prunty, maybe you could say that... Here we're saying that if, I think this is going to work only for the Rashbam, probably. If the Maratama was over Derech, then you weren't Matzik at all. So then you have a Safik Chazaka. Safik Chazaka, you have to prove your Chazaka. That's what Rabban says. I'm like shocked. If the other guy was over Derech, then push it. That you were never master in the first place. What do you mean? You were there together. When I'm there with him, that's not Chazaka in the first place. Chazaka is if I'm there alone. And what might Rava say, which Ramban thinks no one can say, no. If Marakama was over Derech, then you were Mafsik. But something is Mevatel your Chazaka. What do I mean by this? I mean that, again, the odds are, according to Rishoni Ashkenaz, they're arguing about something very close. But maybe they're arguing about the following thing. If you look inside the Rishoni, if he was over Derech, so what? There are two ways to look at over Derech. Not about moving. If he lived with me, then I was in Machzik. If he was over Derech, does that mean I did was not Machzik because he shared it with me? Or it was Machzik, but he's an excuse why he wasn't Boker. Since he was always over Derech, that counts as Macha. So maybe, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, let's say better, you know, let me be very explicit. You were Machzik, but he has an excuse for not being Mocha. Or you could even go as far as say being over Derech like Macha. Then this makes a lot of sense. Here we have Safek Chazaka, and here it's like a Safek Macha. Ah, of course he has to prove his I prove as Macha, and he's proving Mocha. So maybe they are at something plucky here also. That, again, the odds are probably more cloudy. And why do you have eight different shitas within the Shoney Ashkenaz what the scenario was? Because when exactly you say in something to divide and I become Mochsa, you will prove your type. But it could be no. Maybe they're arguing something proxy to Chazkas Gimel Shonen. And the guy is over Derech, does that count as Macha, or does that count as if I never lived there alone? Do we say I lived there alone, but he was Mocha by being over Derech? Or he has a good reason not to be able to do his over there. You say, I never lived there alone. Okay, maybe I never lived there alone. That's the Ramban, and that's Rav Nachman. And the Ramban thinks everyone would agree to that. It's something as of course, I have to prove I was Machzik. But if we say that, no, I did live there alone, but you're there at half like Makah, there's a reason for why you weren't Mocha, then you have to prove a good reason why you weren't Mocha. Okay, I think we're going to have to end here. I'll just point out that we did Rishoni Ashkenaz, we did Rishoni Sfar, we didn't do the Riff and the Rush, and we didn't do the Yesh Omen. Kashtus, if you're going to say something, you know, according to the other Pshatim, according to the Rach, it would be same as Rav Rishonim. Because the Rach is really also about like whether you're a good Rai Yishik or not, really seems to be somewhat similar to Rav Rishonim. I would say same as. And if you're going to say like the Rif and the Rambam, who had a lot of sort of fascinating shatim, exactly what they meant, or the Seish Omrin, then you might say, let's say for the Rif and the Rambam, maybe what's the machlok between Rav and Rav Nachman? The machlok between Rav and Nachman is probably more likely to be about the specific chiddush, like the Bach's chiddush named Roman. Right? The Rav would say that Rav would say that Motzimikarlo Varaya. And Rav Nachman would say, you know, I have an Ein Roa on my side. Or Rav would say Motzimikarlo all of me. Rav would say Motzimikarlo Varaya because the guy's in the shop. Right? And then they argue basically that Rav Nachman makes a big chiddush, which Rava denies. I think that would be true for the Yesh Omrim as well. If you're within the Rif of the Ram, the Yesh Omrim, I think you have a totally different analysis. Rava saying, most of all, Harai is saying, look, the guy, either the guy says Gimel Shanim or the guy in Pesha Asar. What do you want from him? Rav Nachman would be making a big chiddush that Rav would deny, so I think you're going to have a totally different analysis. Anyway, Kitzer, what we've seen here is that this sugya of Shkuni Gavoi, besides being clarifying the different shitas and realizing that some things are machlokes on Arayim and some are machlokes Rishonim, right? Keep in mind, the question of the guy claims he was far away for 3 years is machlokes on Arayim according to Rishonim Sfarad, and machlokes Rishonim between the Rosh and Rishonim Sfarad. The question of he claims he was in the inner chamber and walked there on you is machlokes on Arayim, the fi Rishonim Ashkenaz, and according to Ramban, he argues it's not even machlokes on Arayim. Even though he agrees to Dina. What are they arguing about? They could be arguing about the rules of Musakas and Karka. They could be arguing about the nature of how time has changed Musakas when you make excuses. And what's considered not having a proof versus what's considered having a proof would be mostly for the other guy trying to get out of your proof. Or they could be arguing about something very, very specific, either specifically what is in the realm of explaining the Chah and what's the realm of explaining Chazak in the first place, or like Rabbi Yonah, I think, hints very, very strongly on the Kovet Shiurim. I think the most long shot is, of course, the Kovet Shiurim. Maybe there are Medhachas, the Moshana works. If it's all about Shtika, and until you're proven he has a meaningful Shtika, Zilver or Chalasa, you have a Shtar that's not a queen. If it's not really all about Shtika, if that's just a sign point, that's just an extension, that's an asterisk, that's the fine print. It's really about you being there for 3 years, meaning the Etzim says the Kovet Shiurim. If it's about you being there for 3 years, you were there for 3 years, let him prove that he has a time against you. If it's about Shtika, you have no idea if he has a meaningful Shtika, and let you prove that he's a meaningful Shtika, which, and then he will say that. The Rosh Lishitase, at least some of the Rishonei Sfarad, Lishitasa. Okay, we do not get to numbers 2 and 3 in the Makoro sheet here. I see. But we'll have to pick up with that Amir Tasha next time. And what I'd like to do next time is numbers 2 and 3 of the Makoro sheet. Shouldn't take a long time. This is verse season is a very quick inyan. And Shuki Barai, there's a few interesting points about Shuki Barai, depending on how much you want to get into. But there's definitely a few interesting shot points and lumnish points about Shuke Barai. And I want to really get a start on the next sugya. The next sugya is a very, very fascinating, also shastic sugya. What is the next sugya? The next sugya is from the last 3 lines of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph through the top 3 lines of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Okay, it's a very long Tosos is very important, and really, in order to understand that whole next sugya, the 6 lines in the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph and the top of Lamed Amud Beis, you also need to see the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis and of the Gavra Derbik Hashta be Elisa. Yeah, basically, Gavra Dador B'Kashta on Mem Aleph and Beis told the 2 dots, and then I'll send it more letters later in session. Okay, if anyone wants to argue, or else questions, obviously you can stay as long as you want.